Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Billy Crone continues sharing the latest information and details on Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the coming Mark of the Beast. But first, I want to tell you about our next Clarity to the Chaos conference. It's less than a month away, Saturday and Sunday, April 15th and 16th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Speakers will include Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm will all be presenting how you and I can have clarity in the midst of all the chaos. Visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, for complete speaker lineup and schedule. That's swrc.com and click on Events. Greg Patton and Billy Crone are back, ready to continue their discussion on Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the coming Mark of the Beast.
Watchmen on the Wall with Pastor Billy Crone from Las Vegas, Nevada. Yesterday, we started talking about his newest book, ladies and gentlemen, The World Economic Forum and the Mark of the Beast and Klaus. Well, you know all about Klaus Schwab and everything that's happening there. You hear it a lot on Watchmen on the Wall in Southwest Radio Church. And we're honored to have somebody who is so knowledgeable in this area, done a great deal of research. And let me just start out today, Billy, by asking, how did you start down this path?
Well, it actually began a couple of years ago with the COVID pandemic, right? And, you know, when that first happened and they shut everybody down, I think everybody was in the, you know, what I call the shock and awe event, which was deliberately done that way to shock and awe people into submission and go in your homes and hide away from a bug. But for us, at least here in Vegas at Sunrise, it didn't take very long. In a few weeks, we're going like, wait a second. Number one, this is unconstitutional. Hello. You can't cut us off with our freedom of not just speech, but freedom to assemble, right? So what the Constitution, the very first one says, First Amendment. But then, more importantly, we begin to say biblically, excuse me, Hebrews tells us to not forsake the assembly of the brethren, as some are in the habit of doing. In fact, I'll never forget when I busted into the Greek on that. It says there, as some are in the habit of doing. The Greek that's used there is literally means, I'm not joking, as prescribed by law. And it's always used 100% of the time. I checked it out in the New Testament. It means either Jewish religious law or Roman civil law. That's when we go like, that's, you're asking us to do something that God said not to do, and God comes first, right? You're asking us not to meet, and God says, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren as prescribed by law. And that's consistent with the scripture, right? People say, oh, Romans 13, you're supposed to obey the government. Really? What the government told me to kill somebody? Am I supposed to obey them? Give me a break, right? The government right now says it's okay to kill children, i.e. abortion. Am I supposed to obey that? Of course not. The biblical caveat to Romans 13 is, as we see in the book of Acts with the apostles, they were told not to preach and tell people about the name of Jesus. What'd they say? You tell us whether we obey God or man. And they went off and obeyed God, of course, because God comes first. Yes, I obey man, right, until they tell me to violate something that God says. God always comes first. So anyway, so with that said, we begin to go like, wait a second, something's going on here. I smell a rat in the room. So we began to investigate, and we began to investigate that, okay, wait a second, there's more going on here with this COVID baloney, and certainly then when they came out with the shots and then people are dying and all this stuff. In that investigation, it started to point back to this guy, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, because there's individual leaders all over the world that were pushing the pandemic. But if you ever wondered, how is it, I mean, think about this, right? How is it that these guys, all different countries, all over the world, all at the same time, perfectly coincided with the exact same procedure with dealing with the COVID pandemic? I mean, you're talking about more than 190 governments all over the world, and how did they exact it in the exact same manner with the exact same procedures, the lockdowns, the mask mandates, the vaccination, all that stuff? It's because that's where it headed to us. It's because they all work for Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, as we talked about in the last broadcast. And so that's where I'm going, like, whoa, okay, so now we just entered into a whole other layer on top of the other layer. It's bigger than what you think, right? It's bigger than just our government and the tyrannical behavior with the COVID pandemics and the governments around the world. It's who's pulling the strings of these guys, including our own government. And so that's what got us started in that route. Then when we started going down that route, especially when we started looking into this mysterious figure, Klaus Schwab, and and World Economic Forum, people may have heard of it, but they don't really understand what's going on. And people know, okay, yeah, they meet in Davos, Switzerland every year. And these big wigs and corporation leaders and politicians, they go there every single year and they discuss things around the world, but it's just to help the economy, right? No. But it really hit home when I finally did the research on his background. Okay, who is this guy? Where did he come from? And again, he came out of Hitler's Germany, folks. And his dad was buddies with the Nazis. In fact, the Nazis considered Klaus Schwab's dad, Eugene Schwab, his company, they considered it a, quote, model Nazi company. He used slave labor in his company, including POWs, by the way, thousands of them. And I think it adds a little bit of credence behind Klaus's famous words, you'll own nothing and be happy, you know, like a slave labor camp, right? And so once I began to see his background, his ties with Hitler, then I took another dive into, okay, well, what was Hitler trying to accomplish? We all know about Hitler, but what if he could have pulled it off? What was he going to try to bring to the planet, i.e. the Third Reich? So I went down that trail. And then I compared it tit for tat with Klaus's agenda with the World Economic Forum. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. That's the light bulb moment, man. At least it was for me. This guy grew up in Hitler's Germany, has been working for the last 50 years, basically creating the Fourth Reich. And again, then you compare that to the scripture. I'm going and looking at the description, what he wants to bring. Greg, this is the Antichrist kingdom. I'm completely convinced because it's all about bringing a one world government, a one world religion, a one world economy, a cashless society, a biometric mark of the beast type system that controls everything you do, and a big giant big brother. It's exactly what he's bringing to the planet.
Talking to Billy Crone from Las Vegas, Nevada, World Economic Forum, The Mark of the Beast, his newest book available at swrc.com. You could call 1-800-652-1144. You need to get his latest book. It sounds like all Klaus Schwab did was to take Hitler's plan and make it his own. And that's what we're experiencing today. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. That's a classic tactic we do with it in commercials today. Tide detergent, right? Anytime that they want to increase their sales of anything, it could be a cheeseburger, it could be a shirt or whatever, Windex cleaners or, you know, whatever. All they got to do is put new and improved, right? Or new formula, right? Or expanded, larger size, you know, all that stuff. We go, ooh, and we go back and we buy it again, right? And that's a common tactic. It's relabeling is what it's called. You relabel it and make it sound incredible. And that's what Klaus has done. All he's done is taken the Third Reich, and he's relabeled it with a couple of different labels. The most obvious one, it really should be the Fourth Reich, but he calls it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And I think it's common sense, right? I mean, think about it, Greg. So Klaus Schwab and his SS agents that he's planted all over the world through the World Economic Forum for the last 50 years, including our own country, if they were to say, hey, we're going to bring in the Fourth Reich, people would freak. So call it the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Call it the Great Reset.
Yeah.
Right?
That
they also call it the Agenda 2030. It's all out there in public. This is not a conspiracy theory. And that's all they did. They relabeled Hitler's agenda. Now they're bringing it not to Germany this time, but to the whole planet.
The Bible tells us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. I fear today, as I go around the country and speak, that we are. In so many instances, the average churchgoer has no idea what's going on. And one thing that I get in my daily radio program called Hello World, people say, what is going on? This is some of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. But I guess if you listen to Billy here and what he's saying, this makes a lot of sense. Joe Biden's got to be in Schwab's back pocket, don't you think?
Oh, he is. And again, he told us that not only with his campaign slogans that came directly from Schwab, but he's working part and parcel. And Schwab admits that what they want to do is they're waiting for the next, quote, crisis to crash the world's economies so they can reset, hence the Great Reset, so they could reset it into a digital, cashless, global economy that they control. And the next crisis is actually already underway because it's just like COVID was planned, a plandemic. So is the crisis that we're seeing, including banks starting to go down, things of that nature, but the supply chain, all that stuff. And Biden's doing just that. If you notice, I've been telling people this for the last year, Greg. I said, listen, Biden, we all go, man, he's just a bumbling goober up there. He can't even complete a train of thought. He keeps making all these dumb decisions. You know, and it's the old acronym that's out there. Somebody made up. It's Biden, B-I-D-E-N. It's bumbling, imbecile, destroying the entire nation, which I do think is accurate, by the way.
Yes.
It would make a good T-shirt. But listen, that's what people need to understand. It isn't just that Biden's making dumb decisions. He's making deliberate decisions to deliberately destroy our economy and way of life, because that's what they need to do in order to have the excuse to reset it. And you're going, well, why would they pick on America? Because America is the dollar. The dollar, our American dollar, is the backbone of the global economy. So if you're going to reset it and take it over, right, you have to crash America's system, the dollar. That's why we know Biden's working with him, because one, every decision Biden makes is not just dumb, it's targeted to deliberately destroy our economy, right? The first day in office, what'd he do? He shut off the pipelines.
Oh, boy.
That's dumb. Yep. For the first time in a long time, America was literally energy independent, right? And so here he goes and immediately puts us back to being dependent and forced to go outside of America for our energy, as well as destroy jobs and economic development and things of that nature. From the first day and all the way to right now, he keeps making decisions. He's passing these bills, putting us further into debt that is just bloated with all kinds of pork and stuff that's not helping people. And then other decisions that are restricting businesses, taxes, and all this stuff. It's all designed, folks, to crash the system, as well as the supply chain and all that stuff. Because, as stated on tape, they need to crash the system in order to, quote, reset it into a digital global economy. Now, the other thing, too, many people don't realize this. Another reason why we know that, as you stated, Greg, rightly so, Biden is in Klaus Schwab's back pocket, is Biden last year, March 9th, you could check it out. In fact, I'm actually looking at it right now on the White House website. But it's the executive order from Biden on, quote, ensuring responsible development of digital assets. Basically, back then, over a year ago, Biden already signed this executive order, and this executive order is on the books that will, in a, quote, time of crisis, you know, when things get so bad as they destroy it on purpose, that we will switch to a central bank digital currency, or a CBDC, for the United States. They're calling it the digital dollar. Some people call it Biden bucks. But basically, all cash will disappear. And then at that point, we will truly become a cashless society. Right? It's on the books, folks. You can check it out. He's already signed the executive order to make it happen. And that's what Klaus and the gang wants. You say, well, so what? So what if we go to digital? Well, again, this is where you get into your mark of the beast aspect. Because if we go to a digital economy, folks, it is, in a nutshell, game over.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm not using hyperbole.
Because no, you're
think
right.
About that. Because cash is anonymous, right? You can pay for some of the cash. There's no trail, right? You know, it's just cash. But when you go everything digital, it's not just they know everything that you buy and sell. They will control everything that you buy and sell, right? Think about this. And this is what they want to bring with a digital currency. This is why they're so big on digital currency. Because when you go to a digital currency, of course, you will know everything about that person, what they buy and sell at any given time. But here's what people don't get, Greg. Digital currency will be used to control where you spend your money, right? For instance, digital currency can be attached with a timestamp, okay? Because it's all digital, right? It's all computerized. And so you're saying, well, man, I realize that I got duped. I'm going to save my money. I'm going to get out of here. No, you won't, because they can put a timestamp on it, and this is part of the plan. You have to spend your digital bucks by the end of the month, or it disappears. I'm not joking.
That's hard to
and
believe.
So you can't ever save.
Yeah.
Right. That's number one. Oh, it gets even worse than that. The other one is they can attack what's called, and this is their term, it's called geofencing, right? And so they will control where you can go, right? You say, well, I'm just going to go over here and I'm going to buy whatever I want. No, you're not, because it's geofence, because everything's all tied together. They want to set, listen, this is their words, they want to set a 15-minute radius from where you live to where you can go. You say, I'm going to go wherever I want. No, you won't, because if you go outside that geofence, that 15-minute radius, and try to buy something, your digital currency will not work. It gets shut off, right? Then it gets even worse than that. Then your behavior gets controlled because everything's all tied together, right? Let's say that you speak up against the government. They'll shut your money off or send you a warning. You better retract that or delete that from social media or your money's not going to work. One of the big planks that they say is they want to control what we eat, right? You'll eat less meat. That's one of their planks. Not only you'll own nothing and be happy, slave labor basically, but you'll eat less meat. You're going, I'm going to eat whatever I want. No, you won't. Because when you go to the store with your digital bucks, it's programmed. And it will, if you try to buy meat, then it won't go through. You got the money, but the money won't work. And so they literally can control your behavior. They'll control your location. You'll never be able to save, so you can get out of the prison and things of that nature. And then you can't use your money for what you want, and you're literally controlled. That's why I said if they pull this off, and this is the plan, this is Biden's executive order. It's on the books, folks. Go to the White House website. And they will control everything. It'll be game over. You could sit here and say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not gonna, listen, it's over. That's the first half of it. And I'm not joking, Greg, but guess what they also want to do? Not only digitize the economy for those control purposes, and I quote, they want to digitize every person. They want to give everybody a biometric identity. And what I mean by biometric means it's tied into a body part. And that will tie you in to this digital system. You will use a body part in order to buy and sell.
Oh, boy.
What does that sound like?
There you go.
It's like these guys are following the script. Well, they are, whether they realize or not. It's Revelation 13, the mark of the beast system.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, I've got Klaus Schwab on tape. I kid you not. I got him on tape. He prefers, you know, because the Bible says that the mark of the beast will be taken in the right hand specifically or the forehead. And for years, people go like, oh, man, forehead, man, who's going to do that? Well, if you look at a lot of the cultures around the planet, certainly in the Far East and stuff, like the Hindu population, which is a big chunk of the planet, they already worship their deities with what's called the Bindi Talaka, with the little red dot in the forehead. And Revelation 13 says when people take the mark, it's an act of worship. It says that there are four times in Revelation 13. So that would fit that culture. But here's my point. I got Klaus Schwab on tape. He was saying this back in 2016. And he was talking about just as we, and he was telling even back then what is coming to the planet. Because again, he's been working on this since 1971, training the SS agents around the world. And he says, just as we've gotten used to having microchips in all of our products and our clothes, he says we will be getting microchips, and he points to the head, in our head. Then the very next year, and this is from the World Economic Forum, and he's interviewing Sergey Brin. Sergey Brin is one of the co-founders of Google, who's developing the AI that is going to run this system, because you can't hire enough humans to micromanage the planet, but AI can. That's a whole other topic. And so Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of Google, he's being interviewed by Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, and this is on tape. He fills in the blank. Why is he so big on getting these microchips on people's heads? Well, that's one of the places that you'll continue to be able to buy and sell, i.e. the people left behind the seven-year tribulation, if they unfortunately take this mark. But he adds even more to it. And so he's talking to Sergey Brin, and this is Klaus speaking, looking at Sergey, and there's a big crowd of people in the auditorium there. And Klaus waves his hand. He goes, because we all will be getting these brain chips, right?
Wow.
And then he points to the head, and he says, and for instance, some of the benefits, and he's basically asking Sergey Brin, do you agree this would be a great thing? Some of the benefits with these brain chips is we will instantaneously know, for instance, how you are reacting to the conversation that Sergey and I are having right now in real time, whether you liked it, you didn't like it. And that was 2017, right? And again, they came up with the COVID pandemic as the excuse, okay, to have a global crisis so they can begin the process of setting this new Fourth Reich, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Great Reset program in place. You create a crisis, you manage the outcome. So the brain chip idea is there for literally thought control. And you think, oh, that'll never happen. Folks, that technology has already been out for a long time. And then I'm going to expose this because we talk about this as well. There's another gentleman who works with Klaus Schwab who has the same agenda as Schwab, and his name is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, a lot of people think that he's a great guy. He's a champion for truth. I will just warn you now publicly, you better do your homework. This guy is a transhumanist like Schwab. They not only want to reset the economy, they want to reset humanity. They want to make us into cyborgs, basically working for them. And this is on tape. It's not a joke. But go back to the brain chips. Why is Klaus big on the brain chips? It's like, how's he going to do that? Well, folks have been paying attention. What is one of the agendas of Elon Musk, right? He's not only, as we speak, launching massive amounts of these mini satellites around the planet that is supposed to, quote, provide a global internet, right? By the way, by doing that, he will be able to create a global internet matrix that will tie in all these microchips together. And that's just part of the system too. But what's another project from Elon Musk, right? He is and has been developing a brain chip installation company called Neuralink, right? And this is not a conspiracy, right? This guy, and he's not the only one, but he's the major one, Elon Musk is building the infrastructure for implanting these brain chips that Klaus is talking about that will literally be thought control. And dare I say, if it's the same technology used for the Mark of the Beast, is part of the Mark of the Beast implementation. And listen to how this is a direct from Elon Musk. Listen to how he describes this. He said the goal with Neuralink is not just planting these chips in people's brains. He says we're going to make it like an outpatient procedure, very quick and painless. Like, and this is his words, like going in for a LASIK eye procedure. You go in, the laser goes, cut your little eye there, and you go back out, and you got 20/20 vision. That's how he's pitching this new Neuralink company that they've been working on for several years now, and they said that any day now we got it perfected to where you're going to go in, and you have a brain chip, and you'll be connected to the matrix.
My goodness, this is just kind of hard to believe in so many instances. And you think about this, it's hard with just you said this half hour to get your mind around all of this. Let me ask you this. You talked about cashless society, game over. How soon do you think they'll be implementing where we're going to go this way and I won't have any cash anymore?
I'm expecting, because this is their modus of operandus, they need another crisis, right?
For sure.
They use the COVID pandemic, which, and it's all out now, right? And this is not a conspiracy theory. People accuse us, mocked us, laughed at us, scoffed at us, threatened us when early on when we were exposed. And, hey, this has been planned. This is a global ruse with this COVID. It's a bioweapon. Well, now that's all out now, that it was a bioweapon that was deliberately done by Fauci and the gang. It was deliberately created. It was deliberately released around the world to create this crisis. And that's on tape. Even Fox News, of all people, is even reporting that. So this is not a conspiracy. So, but that only got them so far. You're going to have to come up with some sort of crisis globally as the excuse to go full on digital. Right now, the technology's there. You got Biden's executive order for us is already there. You got some countries that are already converting to it, folks, this digital currency, by the way. But to get the rest of us to go along with it, you're going to have to create a crisis. Now, I'm not going to say this is it right now before our very eyes, but even now as we speak, the latest thing that's going on in the news is these, all of a sudden, you got banks that are starting to fail.
So Schwab is obviously in this one. So what's he doing here?
He calls it a cyber plandemic, to where somebody, wink, wink, all of a sudden sends all kinds of malware through the computer system that runs our finances, as well as our electrical grid and everything else, our whole way of life. And it could shut down the system overnight and people would freak out, right? And so, again, that could become an excuse to, okay, well, we can't ever have that happen again, even though they would be the one doing it. And then that'll be an excuse to reset the whole system. And so there's different scenarios, but I am just personally waiting, if we're still alive and still here and the rapture hasn't happened, I'm just waiting for them to do what they always do, Greg. It's going to be some sort of global crisis. I'm convinced is the foundation for what God warned about 2,000 years ago, called the Antichrist Kingdom. That, to me, is where my focus is on. That tells me, I don't know the date or the hour of the rapture. All I know is I'm gone before that event at the rapture, and so that means I need to finish, not fearful, but faithful. I need to get busy telling as many people as I can about Jesus, and dare I say, as a Christian, when the rapture happens, Jesus is going to find you doing something. Finish strong, get back on track, and get busy sharing the gospel. That's the point.
Amen. Our guest today on Watchmen on the Wall, one of my favorites, Billy Crone and the World Economic Forum, The Mark of the Beast, all about Klaus Schwab. And Brother Crone, it's always an honor to have you on the program. We thank you so much for being with us these last 2 days.
Thank you, Greg.
The complete 2-day presentation by Billy Crone is available today on CD when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Before we end our time together today, I'd like you to listen to a very special program. It's from our friend Larry Stamm, and it's called Messianic Minute.
Shalom, friends. Larry Stamm here with a Messianic Minute, Biblical Connections Through a Jewish Lens. In Isaiah 61:10, the prophet declared, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness." This powerful truth pictures the wonderful reality for Christians living under the new covenant of Christ. You see, we who trust in Jesus are spiritually clothed with garments of salvation and covered with robes of righteousness. For God declares the believer righteous, not based upon what we have done, but upon our faith in the righteous one, Jesus. As 2 Corinthians 5:21 exclaims, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Hallelujah. For more connections, visit our website at larrystamm.org or see our Larry Stamm Ministries Facebook page.
You've been listening to Messianic Minute, a special feature that we'll be playing from time to time from our friends at Larry Stamm Ministries. I want to encourage all of our new listeners to request your free new listener pack. The new listener pack includes the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter and a free gift. Request your free new listener pack when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Call it the Great Reset, Agenda 2030, or even the Fourth Industrial Revolution all you want. But it's simply a repackaged version of what God prophesied long ago would come on the planet when we are living in the last days. It's the coming Antichrist kingdom and the implementation of the Mark of the Beast system. Billy Crone's explosive new DVD series, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Coming Mark of the Beast, seeks to equip you with the hardcore evidence and solid facts revealing how Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum's dastardly plans are simply what the Bible warned us about nearly 2,000 years ago. This brand new 6-DVD set is available today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order online, swrc.com. Don't be fooled, my friends. Get your copy of Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the Coming Mark of the Beast, and share with as many as you can before it's too late. 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Don't miss a moment of Watchmen on the Wall. Download our SWRC mobile app or subscribe to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.